A Savior Who Carries Me Through Trials, a Devotion for Holy Saturday. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is God's word. Sisters and brothers in Jesus, we want to travel in something strong and capable. In 2023, people purchasing a new vehicle chose to buy pickups and SUVs 4 out of 5 times, rather than something small and zippy. The top 3 sellers were all trucks. What do we want and need? A large carrying capacity and the capability to handle bad roads. Isn't that what we need also in a Savior? Saturday of Holy Week is a traveling day. We move from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, from the darkness of sin and death to light and life in our risen Savior. Is the trip from our past to the future a rough road? Jesus can carry us through, as God promises in Isaiah's words above. God knows well the load that we are. Picture a crowd at an auction around a guy who just bought an elephant. They say, well, quite a purchase, but how in the world are you going to get that beast home? The carrying capacity of our Savior can haul anything. He weighed every sin and shouldered it on the cross. He has redeemed us. He bought us back from our sins, and He will bring us safely home. In these verses, God promises He will carry us through, not around, but through all the trials. He identifies obstacles we face, the deep flowing water and the fires, picturing perhaps the opposites of overwhelming despair and sizzling arrogance. Jesus carries us through from this dark life to the new one coming, from Good Friday to Easter. These are the events that fulfill God's promise in Isaiah 43. Do not fear. You are mine. I will be with you. Jesus was there on Good Friday to haul away all our sins, and He is there on Easter to open the door for us to a new and eternal life. Step in and enjoy the ride. We pray. Dear Lord, as we wait for that morning of light and new life, help us to be astounded at the capacity and capability of Your grace. Amen.